I'm Dan Raviv, CBS News. You've heard that education is a challenge. It could be the key to America being a better place in the future. But how about some new solutions? Well, here's one. It has to do with questions. I'm holding a new book called Make Just One Change, Teach Students to Ask Their Own Questions. We're joined by co-author Dan Rothstein, and you're co-director of the Right Question Institute in the Boston area. Dan Rothstein, Make Just One Change. What do teachers need to change?
Well, teachers work very hard at the craft of asking good questions to stimulate thinking. It's a tradition that goes back 2,500 years to Socrates, where you had a wise person who led students through a thinking process by asking the students questions. And clearly, it's been a very effective strategy in many cases, used all the way through law school. However, if you really look at it, the skill of being able to ask questions is probably the most fundamental skill needed for being able to learn. So why should we leave that skill, that ability to craft good questions, only in the hands of the teacher? What if we deliberately built that capacity of students to ask their own questions? We've looked at how do you actually help students produce questions, improve their questions, and then strategize on how to use them. And the results are transformational. Students begin to think in new ways that they had never thought before, and it's by their being able to ask their own questions.
I'd like to know, however, where do the answers come in? If you're teaching students to ask a lot of questions, is that like a separate session and then only next week you actually turn to what the answers might be?
What seems to happen when students ask their own questions is that they feel this greater sense of ownership of the learning process. One high school student in Boston felt more engaged than ever and said, well, when you ask the question, you feel like it's your job to get the answer and you want to figure it out. And the teachers at that school in Boston said, 90% of our challenge is engaging kids, is getting them to feel some energy, some excitement about learning. This seems to totally turn that process around from the teachers trying to, you know, teachers have very often asked, do you have any questions? And they see this classroom full of blank stares, and teachers get very frustrated by that. Or, at best, a question, you know, some student kind of raises his or her hand and says, well, is this going to be on the test?
Where does the information come into the classroom, if you will, the answers to the questions?
You know, that's so important to think about. When the New York Times interviewed college presidents a few years ago, they asked Leon Botstein, the president of Bard College, what should a student know after 4 years of college? And he said, there's so much knowledge, so much information, the best that we can do is get students to be able to ask strategic questions. Nancy Cantor, who's now the chancellor of Syracuse University, was asked the same question, and she said, there's so much knowledge and information, the best we can do is get students to learn how to ask the right questions. So at the highest levels of academia, there's a recognition that in order to get to the right answers, to get to the right information, you need to know how to ask your own questions. Yet, we do not deliberately develop that capacity in students. There is not a deliberate effort to do that. And that's what this book is about. The whole argument for Make Just One Change is that teachers don't have to throw out the curriculum they're using, but rather integrate into the teaching of the curriculum exercises in which at every step along the way or at different steps along the way, the students have a chance to identify what they're focusing on, generate their own questions.
In a lighthearted way, I'm sort of reminded of the TV game show Jeopardy, where, you know, to score points, the host often says, put that in the form of a question.
That's the game show, but that doesn't necessarily generate the thinking processes that's being able to produce questions before you see the answer, before you know the information. That's really what's very different about it. It's interesting. Edward Witten, who's considered Einstein's successor at the Institute for Advanced Studies in Princeton, a physicist, was asked, how does he spend his days? He says, you know, I have to spend a lot of my time trying to figure out what are the right questions to ask. Mm. This is such an important need. And think about your profession, Dan. Where would journalists be without the ability to produce their own questions, to improve their questions, and to strategize on how to use them? Where would lawyers be? Where would doctors be in terms of being able to diagnose health problems that they see? This is a universal skill, a universally relevant skill.
The skill of formulating questions. Now, I know you're interested, Dr. Rothstein, in also eliminating or easing disparities in education. In what way does your program help with that?
This strategy has been demonstrated effective in classrooms in which children come to school without having had breakfast at home, where they get breakfast at school. Low-income communities. Teachers have talked about how they see students take more ownership of their own learning. There's deeper comprehension. And the exact same strategy has been proven effective in communities where the students are children of university faculty and come very well prepared. We are looking at this as an example of a skill that can be taught to all students, and it gives students an opportunity who very often don't have the chance to learn in elite academic institutions, the opportunity to learn a fundamentally important critical thinking skill that's essential for learning. It's a simple intervention, but it's a powerful one.
And it doesn't require a high budget for your school system.
It's very cost-effective. The method is very simple. It's easy to learn, easy to implement.
At the Right Question Institute, that's Dan Rothstein, co-author of this book called Make Just One Change, Teach Students to Ask Their Own Questions. Dr. Dan Rothstein, thanks very much.
Thank you, Dan.
I'm Dan Raviv, CBS News.